19.
48 Reunion. Of the 104 living descendants of Edwin M. and Mariah Whiting, 102 attended the first reunion held at the Whiting homestead in northeastern Arizona in 1948. Some of the writings of family members will give a word picture of this reunion. When we began to get near the old homestead, I began to get what my children call butterflies. Old Sierra Trigo brought back so many memories of years gone by, and as we drove into the gate we laughed and cried together. There stood the old house, where we used to live, almost beyond recall, where the children, so many years ago, slept up in the attic. The sight that came into view just beyond the old house was a row of tents, nice, large army tents, with boards built halfway up, with two beds in each tent and electric lights in each one, and on the front was the name of the head of the family. In the middle of the little tent city stood four beautiful modern homes, not the old rough mountain houses we were used to seeing, but nice white frame homes with running water, electricity, etc. Before unpacking, about 25 of us went riding in the half track the uncles bought from the army. Me, another thing I did before I got unpacked was to run for my Kodak, when I saw 40 saddles hanging on a pole between the trees. Next morning was like a carnival. We all climbed the corral fence to get a good look at the cowboys, who were hired to lasso and saddle the horses. You see, this was the morning for the bear hunt. Uncle Eddie had hired some hunting dogs from Albuquerque to come and tree a bear. The hunters did have a wonderful time, and the dogs picked up the trail of a bear several times, but couldn't tree one as planned, and the tired but happy hunters returned after a few never-to-be-forgotten hours. In the afternoon was the ball game. It was between the descendants of the Whiting boys and the descendants of the Whiting girls, including the in-laws, of course. The outcome of the game was unimportant. The enthusiasm, love and competitive spirit were all that mattered. I must tell you about the cooking of the food. You see, for 2 or 3 months the Whiting boys deserted all their other business, to a certain degree, and spent it at the homestead, building the new homes and getting ready for the reunion. They bought the tents, wired them with electricity, and moved beds into each tent. Then Art and Ernest got a piece of steel about an inch thick and 4 feet wide by 6 feet long, and for 2 days they polished that steel. Using that for a grill, they built around it with brick. One end they left open for wood to be put in. Next they built a nice little house around it on two sides and a roof on top. Then they were ready for action. Each morning at 6 a.m. they rang the bell for everyone to come. All we had to bring was a plate and a cup. Art and Ernest each had a pitcher full of pancake batter, and could cover that grill in 2 minutes. A 5-gallon can of syrup and plenty of butter were there also. The complete line was fed without delay. Of course there were bacon, eggs, postum, and milk for the children. Lunch was appetizing and varied each day, perhaps an enormous green salad, hamburgers or soup, and luscious Arizona-grown melons. As dinner time approached, a hungry, happy multitude was attracted by the tantalizing aroma of steaks cooking in the fresh mountain air. There was a row of Dutch ovens on some rods, with a long brick sidewall to hold in the fire, and Ralph and Eddie dropped in piles of steaks. At the same time, men from a neighboring dude ranch, who had brought their own equipment, proceeded to bake hot biscuits in another place. Steaks, biscuits, potatoes, beans and green salad together with the luscious melons furnished a treat seldom equal, especially when served out under the tall pines in the middle of an Arizona sunset. In planning for the happiness of the children, as is their custom, the family achieved contentment for everyone. It was really funny to see Uncle Ralph get the hammers, saws, and chicken wire and start a pen for the little kids. With some help he completed the enclosure for a good-sized pen. Nor did he stop till he had heaters, swings, benches, and numerous other attractions, and the kids were so thick around him that he could hardly work at all. And then when the affair was finally completed, he walked out and the kids all walked out with him, and that was the last time I saw a child in that pen. It is a little strange to think about Mother. I can see her now, smiling as she watched us all go by on the run. Now and then she would get her crutches, and try to catch up with some of us, so many to meet and greet, and so many children and grandchildren. Happy children are the heart of this family and inspiration for many wonderful occasions.